Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 84 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and my pal Sean Orford. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing stunningly well.
Has our world-class psychotherapist had a good start to 2015?
It's always a good start to every day, every week, every month,
it's just
every year.
Every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's but good. Life is what you make it.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
Yeah.
But I believe it. I'm starting to believe it.
When you're going to learn it.
The days are starting to get a little bit longer now, little by little, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dark nights are
starting. So when I go out running at 5 a.m, it's getting lighter, just a little bit.
Is it 7 minutes a day?
No, something like three or four
minutes a day.
Something like that.
Okay, sunset and sunrise and all that.
Yeah, need to check that. But yeah, something like that. Yeah, but you can see it, on week, you can see it getting lighter, because it gets lighter while you're running.
Yeah.
You know, start running in the dark, and then by the time I'm getting back, it's starting to get lighter.
Mm.
Yeah,
good times. For new listeners and old as well, just as a reminder, go to liveinthepresent.co.uk to find out more about Sean, myself and Ree, who run this lovely little company. There's plenty of resources you can get your hands on. All the show notes for today's episode, or this week's episode, and lots of other goodies on the site as well, aren't they, Sean?
And do leave us a review.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We love iTunes reviews for the show.
Yep.
Drop us a line. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about in upcoming episodes. We've got a few ideas, so we're starting to get a bit thin on the ground for ideas. So
it's never thin on the ground.
Well, no, we'll always. I like it. This week actually is a good example because a listener, Connie, she's had good value actually because she basically she's asked us to do loads of shows and I think we've done covered most of it, which is, we love it.
We should have her on the show.
And today's is just a one word. It's karma, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking about. I'm going to explore that. So it's like, give us one word, and we'll give you half an hour. How good is that?
What a value! What a value! It's an investment.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about this week. But yeah, let us know what you'd like us to discuss in upcoming, because we've got some big plans for 2015.
Yep.
But yeah, good shout. But you had a good week, Sean.
Yeah, good week. I've got a half marathon to run in 2 weeks' time, so I'm working hard.
Whereabouts is that one?
It's the Cheshire Villages.
Okay.
So, which is exciting.
Is it relatively flat?
Yeah, it's fairly flat.
Not too up and down?
It's fairly flat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like fairly flat.
Not all half marathons are created equal, are they?
No. And some of them, people are running over cobbled streets and things like that, which all kinds of ankle issues. Yeah. Nah. This is a nice, gentleman's.
He says, I'll be there. I'll try and wait and wave you on at some point. I'll chuck a cup of water over you.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep you cool.
Yeah, bottle of champagne, perhaps. Not still in the bottle.
You have a good start to the year, too. I had a lot of work lined up Christmas time to start the new year. I was kind of putting stuff off. Like, I didn't really want to start a project middle of December, so it's like, I'll call you in January. So, yeah, I've got loads on the go, which is cool.
It feels like, doesn't it, coming up to Christmas, you have to wait to things after Christmas. To get Christmas and New Year, get it done.
And then everyone takes a bit of time to get up to speed, really. Yeah. But I've tried to hit the ground running. Shall we dive into our episode of the week? Because, we had this, Connie emailed in saying, can you talk about karma?
Yeah.
So, yes, we can. So, Sean, do you want to define it first, if possible?
Because the word karma comes from Sanskrit, and Sanskrit is a transliterated language. If you look at it, it's all squiggly squoggly.
Trans obliterated.
And then what we're doing is we're trying to use English characters to express the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two words that get into conflict. Kama, which is K-A-M-A, which is about desire and longing and a bit of lusting and kind of wishing, really. As opposed to karma, which is K-A-R-M-A, which is about cause and effect.
Okay.
And what karma is effectively
saying...
I'm always getting karma and karma mixed up.
Gee whiz,
yeah. You see it written down, and people talk about karma and they write down karma. It has a different meaning.
Entirely.
But karma is about... and the issue is, do you believe in it, I suppose, is about, am I affecting what happens in my life? Now, I would say that, doesn't matter what you call it, that it's true that if I go out in the morning with certain attitudes, I'm going to create my day.
Yeah.
And if I want to call the result of what I've created in that day karma, then that's what I've done. Yeah, we can call it karma, doing the manner, call it pound of carrots. But the issue about karma in the way that it's presented is it's presented as a law, in the same way that, that the law of cause and effect means that if you do something, something else happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's seen as a law, and same as the law of gravity. So the issue would be, for people that follow karma, would be that it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It's neither here nor there. The law of karma is happening, like all laws do.
Yeah.
So law of gravity, if we all jump off the top of the building, we all hit the ground, doesn't matter whether we're good people, bad people, whatever. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the other bit of karma would be, it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. The things that you do have an effect on others and therefore reflect back on you.
Yeah, and I like that. I don't like the... Some people see karma as this kind of magical, ethereal force working its way, you know, and if you do something bad or someone does something bad, they'll get struck by lightning, you know, a week from now. And you get those weird Facebook posts saying, if you do not share this post, you know, if you do share this post, ten good things will happen to you today.
Yeah, within 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, get lost. Yeah, do one, that's just ridiculous.
The thing is, that because we live in a world, psychologically and emotionally, where thoughts become things, that we're creating what happens next, it could be that if you believe, because you've just walked under this ladder, that things are going to happen, then you start to interpret the things that are happening in that way.
Mm.
You know, so the idea that you go to the bus stop and the bus comes, you could see that as, well, buses come to bus stops, don't they? Or you could go, wow, how lucky am I, isn't that amazing?
Magic.
A bus came when I went to the bus stop.
Yeah.
And in that sense, we're interpreting the stuff around us.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have a belief in karma and then believe that because we're doing good things, that good things are happening to us. And maybe because we're feeling good and we're smiley and stuff like that, the people are good to us. And
yeah.
Maybe they do say, hey, would you like a cup of coffee? And you think, hey, good karma, I got a cup of coffee. But maybe it's just because you were in an up mood and people are responding to it.
And on the reverse side, like people, it's easy to become a little bit despondent because sometimes bad things happen to good people, don't they?
Well, I dispute the statement, you know, bad things happen to good people. How about we just say things happen to people?
Yeah.
Whether they're good people or bad people, whether the things are good or bad, you know, things happen in life. And the issue is never, ever what happens. It's how we respond to what happens.
Mm.
You know, it's the effect, not the cause. And it is a case of people saying to me, cancer's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm thinking, no! But for them, it made them sort their lives out. They survived the cancer, and happy days, they had a good time.
Yeah, the wake-up calls.
So for them, they could say that the karma of having cancer was a good thing for me.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with cancer as well, it's kind of it's almost a physical representation of karma in some ways. I don't mean people deserve it. I don't want to get in trouble with it.
Just don't. If you take the emotion and just think of it as cause and effect, if you do something, something happens.
Exactly. And then cancer just doesn't happen by magic. Generally, it will happen because of something you've done. Maybe you've eaten a certain kind of food for, you know, year after year after year, or you've drunk too much, or you've smoked too much, that kind of thing. You know, it's nothing. There's nothing bad about smoking. You know, it's just, if you have 20 cigarettes a day for 30 years, there's a good chance your body's going to react in a certain kind of way, right?
Yeah.
That's not karma, that's just...
Yeah.
It's a physical
thing. I suspect if you look at the way that industrialisation's put toxins in foods and cosmetics, soaps and deodorants and stuff like that, that many of the things that we're using now, that I probably, in a lot of industry, does know aren't good for us, we'll gradually realise what they're doing.
Yeah,
we're becoming kind of a bit toxic.
There's a whole load of nutritional law could just come in, well, like in December, and I've just had to do some new stickers for the Coffee Co. where we go for networking, and they have to put this on all their sandwiches now, and I've put a little line, like an E number in the mad scientific name, and they've got a tick box for each sandwich.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the bum for them, to be fair, but, you know, the law's the law and all that, and to be fair, you know, people do need to know what they're eating.
Yeah. But very often the thing is that if someone puts an E number on it, or someone puts a chemical name on it, you may know the name, you may get used to seeing the name,
yeah,
but you don't know what effect that's actually having on the cells of your body.
Slowly but surely, we're kind of waking up to this stuff, aren't we?
When you have a situation where business and big money and the power blocks have a vested interest in us as the consumer society,
yeah,
doing something, using something, eating something, whatever, bad practices get inbred in the system.
Sure.
You know, there was a point where tobacco was something that was suggested that you could use sort of medicinally to overcome anxiety and stuff like that. Yeah. So sometimes there is what I would see as unconscious karma, as in people are doing things unconsciously, they don't know.
Yeah.
But the effect is the same. And I suppose that takes the magic out of it, doesn't it, in your sense? It's like you could be smoking fags all your life and never even know about cancer or bronchitis or, you know, any kind of diseases around smoking. And it could be that you smoke and you know it. You know, one is conscious karma, I knew I was doing it and I got the effect. One was unconscious karma, I didn't know I was doing it and I got the effect.
Yeah.
But you still got the effect because it's that sense of cause.
Mm.
And if you do something, causal event, then there is an effect.
Yeah.
And the effect is the same whether you're good, bad, whether you know it, whether you don't. It is what it is.
In terms of how we act, like interact with our fellow human being, though, I mean, there's a general case just here for just the importance of kindness and just being nice to people, isn't there?
Yeah. But that's my hippie thing about if we all look after each other, then the world's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I suppose you could translate look after everybody into if we all do good karma,
yep,
then we all get good karma back. And maybe it's just a set of words, you know, and we get hung up with the philosophies of karma.
Yeah,
you know, and because if it starts to be seen as some kind of spiritual discipline, and in fact, the whole concepts of karma and the way it's taught come from a book called the Bhagavad Gita, which is a chapter out of a much bigger book called the Ramayana.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. It's called the Mahabharata.
I was just going to tell you wrong there, yeah.
It's one of those, anyway. And it's a chapter, but it stands alone as a book on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of life, and it's depicted by a battlefield, which is life. There are two armies drawn up, which are the problems that we face in life. And the story is about how the guy who's leading one army, who's called Arjuna, is the regular Joe, is the you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's driving his chariot is a guy called Krishna, who is the consciousness. So the Bhagavad Gita is the discussion between Arjuna and Krishna as to what he should do, because drawn up on the other side of the battlefield are his brothers. So there's two armies facing each other. And the issues of karma and the effects of karma come out of that story.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's told. And it is quite fascinating to read, and looking at the whole idea of what kind of effect what we do is going to have.
That was, yeah, your iPad falling over there was karma.
Do you think?
Karma for buying a cheap case.
it's charma for charma. It's karma for not renewing the case because it's starting to get
out. It's worn out that much. Yeah, it's slipping out.
That's the karma. But that's true, isn't it? It's like if the cause is that I haven't replaced the case, then maybe the result of that cause is that I smashed the iPad.
Yeah.
Now, is that karma? Yes, it is. It's cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we load the good and the bad on it. Because what happens, especially around here, people use phrases like everybody gets theirs in the end and what goes around comes around and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But as you were pointing out before we went on air, it was about the negative ways that people do it. You know, well, they're going to get theirs, aren't they? You know, that kind of idea.
Yep.
And maybe it's the issues about whether it's good or bad or right or wrong or positive or negative are neither here nor there. If you just see it as a law,
mm-hmm,
as a science that is there.
Okay.
Yeah. The time when it becomes a bit supernatural are when we start looking at different kinds of models. So that particularly a Roman Catholic model, which might embrace ideas of hell and purgatory and sure, that kind okay. of stuff. Yeah. So that if you act badly in this lifetime, the result of that, which you could say is the karma, could be seen as you're going to end up in the fiery furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you believe in reincarnation...
Oh, yeah, you're going to come back as a daddy long legs. Imagine you, that. You shouldn't it? Floating around all over.
It's the idea that your karma will carry on through. Because in Western psychology, you'd say that when a child's born, they're a blank slate to be written on. Yeah. If you look at karmic philosophy, what it would say is that because people are reincarnating, that when they come through, they don't come through clean. They come through carrying baggage. So the word a samskar is a karma from a previous incarnation that has not been resolved, that you're carrying as baggage. Mm-hmm. So karmas are in this lifetime and samskars come from previous lifetimes. That would be the philosophy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The issue is that none of it is provable.
It's just
stuff.
I don't know how related this is. I was watching a documentary Russell Brand did about drug addicts and... the war on drugs, how it's not working, yeah. like his angle on it, which yeah. I happen to agree with. But he met with, talking about childbirth, he met with a mum, or a lady who was a drug addict, and she was a drug addict whilst pregnant. And she was talking about how, because of the position she was in, basically the kid was going to be taken off her, and was. But they have to assess the child after it's been born for 2 weeks to see if it's basically a drug addict itself, yeah. you know? They have it for yeah. 2 weeks and they look for signs of, like, shaking and addiction yeah. in a newborn. I was like, whoa,
yeah,
that's really heavy, that is. I mean, yeah. obviously the child was taken away from her. I don't think that's karma, that's just common sense, to be fair. Maybe there's a point where she'll be ready to take the child back.
Take the emotion out of it and just think of it as a law of cause and effect. I do this and that's the result.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say, but if you were in a different country, the result would be different. And that's true, because mm-hmm. 'cause the karma or the result of your action yeah. is different in different places. Yeah. So, if you look at Sharia law, the way that Sharia law deals with miscreants may be different to the way that it's dealt with in London.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that the karma or the result of your actions is going to be different in different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that from that point of view, karma is a very real and understandable thing. I guess the bit that really gets to me in terms of our work is we talk a lot about thoughts become things, that we're creating our own universe, and we do that in a minute-by-minute basis, but we do it particularly when we wake up in the morning.
Yep.
Now, I know people who see the world negatively. You know, they see other people around them as negative people. And they have a kind of a negative life because of that. And for me, they're creating their own karma in the sense of, because they put a pair of goggles on that determine the world as being negative, then they're right. You know, the outcome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I've got an insightful question for you here.
Sure.
I usually have an answer for this stuff. I'm sure you will, Sam. We the stuff we talk about and teach sometimes in the Live in the Present book and what have you is about letting go of negative people and almost removing them from your life. Is that in some ways like the wrong way to do it from a karmic point of view? Because to like delete them from your life rather than trying to help them, are you sending the wrong signal to the universe?
I think that that's interesting to the universe. Mm-hmm. I think that the thing for me in that is that the people around me will influence me, and if I spend a lot of time working, perhaps with a team of people who all see the world negatively, unless I'm very very strong as a person, I'm going to become inducted into their way of thinking, mm-hmm. so that I begin to think the way that they do.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think that very often that's what it's like when you get negative people around you. And it could be one negative person or group of negative people. And the issue then is, what do you do? You can say, hey, why don't you look at this differently? And if they tell you to sod off at that point, maybe your option is to separate out mm-hmm. and allow them to be what they need to be,
yep.
not need to change them. Because if karma is right as a law, they will create their own responses that maybe if they're being negative and they get negativity back, that will get worse and worse and worse until they learn to make it better, better, better. Mm. But maybe they have to learn the hard way.
Well, it's not just them, though, is it? Because they're going to leave a trail of destruction with other people.
But everybody does. I mean, one of the things about... there are lots of philosophies about how you should never kill anything.
Yep.
Yeah. And I understand that. But every time you wash your body, you kill all the bugs and the microbes and things that live on you. Every time you walk across the grass, you are killing things that are in the grass. It's like you can't act in the world without having an effect.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because we're a part of this thing. Well, what you have to look at is being conscious about the effect that you do have. Now, every time I go out of my front door and I live my life in a day, I've interacted with a whole load of people. And I would have either left trails of joy or trails of misery or destruction or whatever behind me as I've gone along.
Yeah.
But that's true of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the things in that is, if I'm interacting with another person, do I choose to make that interaction positive and create positive karma?
Yeah.
Or am I an angry person who's thinking, oh, bloody people, and then I'm creating negative stuff, not just for me, but for other people as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff, isn't it, when you start to dive into this?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I see karma in that sense as scientific as laws of motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and laws of gravity. I see it like that. The bit that you have to think about is it that life is reincarnative? You know, is there life after death? And does what I'm doing now affect that? Does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole loads of ways of looking at it. The people that took the Bhagavad Gita to heart and embraced it became karma yogis, so that they developed a way of living. And a yoga actually means to yoke in. A yoga is a science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means to gather together, yoke together. So karma yoga was about living in a way that created positive karma.
Mm-hmm.
And they were known as karma yogis. But they followed the teachings as are in the Bhagavad Gita, which is a fascinating read, like I say. But the issue for me is simply this, is that if I want to live in a nice world, then it makes sense that I act in nice ways and I treat people in nice ways.
Yeah. That's kind of all you can do, really, isn't it?
No.
If you're trying to control everything,
yeah,
then you're going to come unstuck, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the issue always is you have to say no to negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and which means that you don't have to buy into it.
Yeah. It's about these are issues of forgiveness, aren't they, as well?
Yeah.
You've got to let go of this.
Yeah.
The baggage.
Yeah. Yeah, and allowing people to be what they are. Harv Eker has a really lovely thing he talks about in one of his courses, the Millionaire Mind money stuff. And he's saying that there's this guy who's really miserable all the time and he's driving him mad. And he says to him, why are you so miserable all the time? He says, I'm so miserable all the time because my life's terrible. And he says, no, your life's terrible because you're miserable all the time. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
And he said, and if you want to be miserable, please go over there and don't stand next to me. Mm. And I really get that. Yeah, it's like, why do you want to be with people that are reciting negativity?
Yep.
Yeah, that are seeing the world in a negative way.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that I've ever met who has problems and maybe comes over as negative, as a bully or whatever, as bullying managers or whatever, who isn't like it because they have their own problems.
Sure.
Yeah, people are playing out their own problems.
Yep.
And so negative manager treats people negatively, everybody hates them. That's the karma.
Hmm.
You know? And then when they get the sack, everybody dances around going, well, they all got theirs, didn't they? Karma got them. You know, maybe that's right.
Yeah, I know. There's been some inflammation with, like, international terrorism, you know, a few weeks ago there was the Sydney hostage situation. And then I think the day after it was the school killing in Pakistan. Horrific. I guess you could say that karma got those guys pretty quick. I don't know if they killed themselves.
The bit that people always say in terms of karma is they say, if karma's real, what had those children done? to be.
That's what's coming around to you.
So depending on your philosophy, if you believe in reincarnation, people would say, well, it's their samskars coming through from past lifetimes that are being resolved. If you live in the world of cause and effect, and the fact that the difficult things happen to good or bad people, then it is what it is. I mean, the people that chose to go in and to shoot people, it was their choice. Now, whether or not that is the result of past karmas that have created that event, or whether it is the beginning of another set of karmas, they're going to spiral off into vendettas and people getting retribution and stuff like that. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I could make a bold statement and say,
please do.
Perhaps if Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush hadn't gone in to places like Iraq and have done what they did, then perhaps the whole Islamic West situation wouldn't be as harassed as it is now.
I think you might have a point there.
And is that karma? And whose karma is it? And is it karmic that Tony Blair should appear at the Court of Human Rights in The Hague? You know, I mean, all that kind of stuff, you know. The guy from those things that he did appears to be very rich and very happy and having a good time, I don't know. And maybe that's his karma. It's that thing, isn't it? It's like karma's in the eye of the beholder.
Certainly. Yeah, complex. Yeah.
But if you look at it more as a science in terms of cause and effect, it starts to make more sense.
Yeah,
but you have to take the mysticism out of it.
Yeah.
And who knows about reincarnation? You can have a set of beliefs, but I cannot find anybody who can prove any of this stuff to me.
I think we're going to struggle ever proving that one, aren't we?
Yeah.
You never know. But.
Yeah, and I've done all kinds of things with people. I've been regressed. I've regressed other people. I've played all those kinds of games. but it doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Mm.
Interesting stuff. Do you have a resource of the week, Sean?
Well, I'm going to suggest the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. I put a link down for it. It's quite a good translation.
You spelled it for me. So,
Bhagavad Gita.
I can find it and put it in the show notes. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have a look at that. So I haven't got a resource exactly, but if you go to YouTube and you search Karma, the word, you'll find a few things. You'll find the song Karma Police by Radiohead, which is a favourite track of mine. But you'll also find a few funny examples of instant karma. I haven't linked to any precisely because some of them aren't appropriate for work and some of them are probably a bit dodgy. There's some funny ones where like people have nicked a handbag, run off across the road and got hit by a car. Looks like they haven't been killed, so that's all right. But yeah, there's some instant karma videos on there, but I think one of the issues is if you're looking for instant karma for people, it doesn't work like that, really, does it? You know,
no,
at all. No. And if you're looking for karma of any kind for a person, then you're barking up the wrong tree, aren't you?
Because the issue is it's their stuff.
Yeah,
isn't it? You know, I mean, it could, if someone came in here and tried to kill you now, I would defend you.
Ah.
And if I killed the other person in that process, would I say, well, that was their karma?
I'd probably say, you're a bit harsh there, Sean. No, it's a good point.
But do you know what I mean? It's like, I would intervene in someone else's world. If someone was being attacked on a train or something, I'd intervene in that. Should I sit outside and say, well, it's nothing to do with me, it's their karma, and let them get on with it? You know, the fact that there are people starving in the world, is that their karma, or should I be doing something about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And the issue is at Christmas when we were in London and coming up to Christmas and there's lots of people sleeping on the street. You know, should I be stepping over them or should I be dropping them a quid in their pot? You know, what should I be doing?
Do your bit, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the karma that's led them to be on the street?
Okay, another interesting show. I hope everyone agrees.
Be interesting to hear people's takes on it, really.
Yeah, no, get in touch with us. Leave a little comment in the... underneath the show notes.
Yeah, what does karma mean for you?
And how important is it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next all week right. We're going to talk about learning, lifelong learning.
Yep.
The importance of it. Yep. Which,
until you die.
you know, everyone listens to this show is into that because they are, you know, you're up for learning, but not everyone is, are they? So I think it's more about how we can help other people.
I wonder what the average age is of the people that listen to this. Be interesting.
Maybe we should do some kind of survey.
Yeah.
Win a free iPad if you answer this 5-minute survey.
Or you could raffle off your old iPad with this cracked screen.
Did you? Yeah. Did you crack yours when you dropped
no,
it?
No. Mine's still looking good.
So yeah, that's next week. In the meantime, visit the website liveinthepresent.co.uk for the show notes for this week, all previous episodes, and lots of other stuff. Put your email address in the box, and we'll send you some free bits and bobs too, and we'll notify you about the each week's show by email as soon as it comes online.
Yeah,
isn't it clever?
It's amazing, absolutely incredible.
Cool. All right, Sean, you have a good week.
I will. You take care.
Take care, everyone.
Be happy. See ya. Bye.
Bye.